Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Anime Podcasters, where all of you are now at my mercy. I am the one.
Where am I? Where the hell am I?
Oh, good. You're awake. I was beginning to worry.
Why am I tied to a chair?
Kyo, you seem to, you remember about a year or so ago.
More than a year, actually.
Yeah, it's been way more than a year.
I said or so, and I will get to you in a minute. I said or so for a reason.
It's been like three.
When you had the, shut the hell up.
It's already ruined.
Well, this is my freaking payback, all right? Today we are
Where's
doing
Where's my family?
Well, they're gone. I ate them. Goodbye. Today we are doing a trivia show where longtime listeners would know once upon a time, me and Jianne went head to head in a trivia show about our own podcast where I knew nothing about our own podcast. So I decided to
Shameful,
do something.
Really.
Well, if you don't care, you don't care. And I decided to change the topic to be something we all care about. Today we're going to be playing a Naruto trivia game.
Ooh.
And it's not just the three of us. We have another member, RG. You're the only one who I opened the door for. How are you going, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for this warm welcome.
See, that is respect. That
Why'd
is
you
how
take
you get
his
respect.
Coat and not mine?
There's reasons. So let me explain the game for you guys real quick. At first, we were going to treat this like good old-fashioned Jeopardy style, where we would use the soundboard. You guys would each get a sound. First sound I heard would go to the person. But we have no way of recording that. So what we're going to do instead is I am going to go down a list, and I'm going to ask each of you to answer the same question. There is a possibility that you can all get the same answer and the same correct answer. However, it will be different with each question. So if I ask you, if you pick a category, I will ask you the question first, then I'll ask the next person, and then the next person, and then it will go on from there. I will go down the list, a new person will pick the first answer, and so on and so forth. That way there's no 100% chance of copying, but there is a chance of copying. But don't worry, I have a way to remedy that. That's not a problem.
Not since Tom Bergeron have I heard such great hosting.
Look, I'm new to this, all right? It's
you
a dream.
You don't even know who Tom Bergeron is, do you?
He's the old host of Jeopardy.
He's not.
Well, he's the old host of something. So, with all that said, are we ready to play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Is it it's pre-time skip and Shippuden or just pre-time skip?
It is pre-time skip and Shippuden. Both answers are viable. Boruto does not exist.
Cool.
It will never exist.
We don't talk about Boruto.
We don't talk about it. Because I don't like it and I make the rules.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Fair enough.
Perfect, perfect.
Oh, and I forgot to mention one thing. Kyo and RG.
Yeah. Mm.
You guys will start with one singular point.
Oh.
But only you two.
Okay, and why is that?
Because screw Jaden.
Because he won the last one.
Oh, sure, why not? I mean, any reason is good. I just wanted to know why.
Yep, Jaden, you don't get that single good. Point.
Any reason's good.
All right, guys, so...
I mean, honestly, any reason's good to not get a point. Yeah. I don't want your points. I'm going in the negatives.
Oh, I hope.
Jianne, if I can't be the best, I certainly can be the worst.
If I didn't want this episode to be simple, I would have made it so you lose that many points, but I want this to be simple. If you answer wrong, you will just get no points.
It's like I lose points when I answer and you guys just gain points even if you get it wrong.
Oh, I have plans, Jianne. I have plans.
I don't like the sound of that, and I'm not even on the reciprocating end.
All right, so we will begin. I will be starting with the list of people I like most to people I like least.
Oh, no.
So, yes! Kyo, we will start with you.
No!
Archie's like, I thought you liked me the most.
He's the sorry, host Archie. He likes most.
sorry, Archie. Kyo has title of best friend for a reason.
Is it because I'm French?
Yes, exactly that.
All right, I'm used to it. Proceed.
All right, Kyo, pick your category.
Great.
Our categories.
This is a classic Tom Berendron behavior.
Our categories are Shinobi, which, even though it says Shinobi, is just characters in the Naruto world.
Uh huh.
Ninjutsu, which portrayed a moves. Teamwork, which portrays to the amount of teamwork or any kind of teamwork you see in Naruto.
Uh huh.
Villains. Self-explanatory, the bad guys. And the ninja world, which is your general knowledge of Naruto as a whole.
I'll take Shinobi for 100.
Shinobi for 100, all right.
Yeah.
Name all three known members of the Sarutobi clan.
Shoot. Oh, man. Who is Asuma, Hiruzen, and Konohamaru Sarutobi.
Okay. RG, you have a chance to answer as well.
Name we all should three. Also, we should also make it known that we are doing this Jeopardy style, so that does mean we have to answer in the form of a question.
You don't have to, but you can. I'm not going to be that.
What's the point?
Because I find it funny. RG, you have a chance to answer the same question as well. Name all three known members of the Sarutobi clan.
What is a clan? No, I'm joking. I don't know the name of the clan, so I'll pass.
Okay. Jayan.
If you marry into the clan, are you a part of the clan or not? Because that would change my answer.
I said all three known members.
Okay, well, there's like four known members.
These are very...
Okay, I'm going to go straight like if your last name is Sarutobi. That's going to be my logic. I'm just going to go with that. Okay. Asuma, okay. Hiruzen, and Konohamaru.
That is 100 points for Jayan and Kyo.
Ha.
Okay.
And yes, the three members I have are Konohamaru, Hiruzen, Lord Third, and Asuma. And I know you were thinking of Kurenai from the other member.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I had a feeling that's where he was going.
Yeah, because
they did not actually marry.
Well, like she is part. She is like with Asuma. She is with Asuma,
but they didn't actually marry.
They didn't get married.
Okay, well, I mean,
they were together.
Cool.
Yeah, the kid's out of wedlock.
Yeah. All right. So that is that question, and we will continue in the way that I said before, which is I will ask in the order of people I like. RG, it is your turn to pick a question.
Yes. So. I need to catch up because I didn't have the first one correctly. I will take Ninjutsu for 200 points.
Ninjutsu for 2. You got it?
I got it.
All right. All right, here we are. How many times does the hidden leaf lotus bloom? How many times does the hidden leaf lotus bloom?
That's a ninjutsu? I thought it was a flower.
It is relative to a taijutsu technique.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a huge hint.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say eight times.
Eight times. Okay. Eight times.
Yeah.
Very interesting answer. Jayan?
Twice.
Okay. Kyo?
Twice.
Yep. Our Jayan and Kyo again. The hidden leaf lotus blooms twice is what Guy says when... Lee hits with the primary lotus and then the hidden leaf lotus.
Yeah.
Or the hidden lotus.
I thought Lee said it first.
Lee says it, but Guy also says it. And I remember Guy saying it more.
Oh, I see.
Eight times, huh? Huh, RG?
He's just like,
I think I know. I
just
think
so
I know
you know,
why.
the lotus leaf blooms eight times.
I was like, but what I understood at first, it was like, how many times does the hidden leaf village boom? Like, this is getting destroyed. And I was like, huh? That's a jutsu.
How many times?
That's also a valid question. That's also a valid answer.
Yeah. And I was like, why are we talking about
thought of it?
It does get attacked a lot for being a hidden village, doesn't it?
Yeah. It gets attacked a lot for being a hidden village.
RG, you are pretty close. There are eight gates of and that is related to the eight gates somewhat.
Hey now, how do you know that's not a question?
I didn't say.
Rude. Don't give away Naruto facts.
How am I supposed to know you had such a small well of questions to pull from?
Oh, you don't, but it could be on there, so rude. All right, if we may proceed.
You could have just not acknowledged that and just have been...
Yeah, that should tell you that's not really on there. All right. Now, finally, I guess, Jayan, you can pick a question now.
Let's do Ninja World for 100, please.
Ninja World for 100? Okay. What is the name of the owner of Ichiraku Ramen?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Who?
That's supposed to be the easy question.
That is the easy question.
I'm going to say Tachi. Like, I think it's something like that. It's like, it starts with a T or something.
Okay, I'm looking for the full name.
That's going to be my answer, so I don't know if that. I know it's Ayame, who's the daughter.
Everybody remembers the daughter more than the dad.
Hey, listen. Hotshot shows have an impact after a while, okay?
I'm here to please.
That's gonna be my answer.
Oh, you've been watching Ponsu Cast, Jayan?
Yeah, exactly. Yo, that thing's been off the air for 20 years. That's gonna be my answer, Hotshot. Genuinely, yeah.
All right, Toichi is gonna be your answer. Very
Toichi,
well.
Yeah.
Kyokai?
Crap basket.
Okay, a bridge, Gohan.
Shut up.
Be fair, Gohan's not the only one that says that.
I feel like I should know this. I think I was writing something about it the other day, but I can't remember now. You know what? I'm just going to have to take Jayan's lead and just make a guess.
Okay.
I'm going to say Takahashi Ichiraku, I guess, is his last name.
Okay. RG, any clue whatsoever?
I'm pretty sure that in the show that I watch, you call him Chief. Isn't it?
That is not his name.
Nobody calls him that. So
his name is Boss. His name is Champ.
His name is Boss.
You cannot ask me any question about names. That's my only weakness as a human.
No, I warned you that there are going to be some in here.
And blooming lotuses are also a weakness.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. I'll call him Satoru Uchiwa.
Okay. So
I don't
we
think
have
any of these are names are close.
So we have Tetsuji from Jayan. We have Takahashi Ichiraku from Kyo. And we have whatever the hell RG just said.
he just called him Fred.
Okay, Fred. The sad thing is, two of you were close.
Oh?
His name is Toichi Ichiraku.
Oh my God.
Jayden, so you close. Never said Ichiraku.
No, I didn't. I didn't. That's true.
I made a guess. I actually didn't remember that it was his last name. I thought
like,
that was
my
just
first
the name,
name
of the stand.
And your last name, Kyo, we would have gotten a point.
We could have.
Can we do that?
Can we share the point?
Can
we share
I merge
half
my
of
answer
it?
With Kyo's? Can we do some fusion technique?
Can we get a 50-50 on that, please?
Fusion is a different anime, so no.
Ah.
No.
Kyo, it's your turn for another question.
Okay. All right. Let's jump into this one. I'll take villains for 100.
Okay, villains.
Ooh.
What is the name of Naruto's first on-screen foe?
Do you need the full name?
No.
Mizuki.
Okay. RG?
I know him by face and by sword.
Again, this is a name.
Again with
and
the
I'm
name
sorry.
One.
Can I just not say what
his
he looks like?
His last name is not Ichiraku.
Have you seen Naruto like. Before, I RG? I just want to know.
I
actually,
don't know.
You know what? Because you're you and not Jayden, you can describe what he looks like.
I'm gonna say when they were on the bridge, and the guy with the special sword with the hole in it.
You are not even close.
All right.
Oh God, he's saying Zabuza. Oh man.
Oh Zabuza, yeah.
That is incorrect. I will say that.
Oh no, yes. I remember Mizuki. Who it was. Damn it.
Okay, yeah, Jaden and Kyo got that one. It is Mizuki.
Yeah,
it's a guy that fought him over magic rolls, right?
Yeah,
right. Yeah. He fought him over the Shadow Clone Jutsu scroll.
Oh, it's the one that comes back in the filler episode, and he's a tiger man now.
Yeah, he's a tiger in the filler episodes. It's so weird, man. Yeah,
it's so dumb.
Don't worry about it.
I really wish
dumb.
I could give you a point for Zabza, but no.
No, I cannot.
He appears in the first episode. All right, RG, hopefully a little bit redemption here, buddy. Right. You only have that single point I gave you in the beginning.
Right, let's go
ahead and pick a category.
Let's go 300 for a villain.
300 for villain?
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go hard.
RG's going to jump it RG, up already.
RG, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Really?
All right, Google, I'm ready.
What is the name? We're on an honor system.
Put that down.
We're on an honor system. I have no way of stopping you.
You can't say okay, Google.
I can take you describing a character. I cannot take you using Google.
No, I'm just gonna get one better.
He like says a Google image. He's like, is it this one?
Alexa.
All right, RG, are you ready?
Yes.
Alexa, ignore that.
Okay. What is the name of the villain in the Naruto movie Ninja Clash in the Land of Snow?
I think I saw the movie. I know it has, but yeah, I'll pass. I don't know his name.
Okay. Jaden.
Orochimaru. I know it's wrong. I don't know.
I respect RG's just pass. I don't have no clue. He at least didn't knew it wasn't Orochimaru.
is it the movie where
I know it's not. I just don't
I got it. His name is
anime movie trope.
Damn. Kyo got that one. No one got that one. His name
I'd have a little bit of respect if you actually made that the answer, but I don't think I would not deserve the point if that were the case. I made that up.
Believe it or not, I did Giant's favorite thing for this episode, research. Now, his name is Doto Kazana.
Yeah, I went to school with him and know him.
I'm still not going to remember his name later.
No, I'm not either. As soon as I hit delete on this, I'm not going to remember anything.
Is it the movie where Naruto hits like, he finished the movie with like a rainbow Rasengan?
It is, yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the only thing I remember about this movie.
The only good one, really.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing that most people remember about it. It's fine.
Really, that's the only good one pre-time skip, I think.
Really, yeah. All right, Jaden, you're up, buddy.
Okay, I am going to go with... We haven't touched the teamwork category yet. Let's do a teamwork for 100.
Kakashi's number one rule of being a ninja is teamwork. Who instilled that rule onto him?
The fourth.
Okay, Kyo?
I'm gonna guess Obito Uchiha.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
RG.
I was gonna say also the fourth Hokage.
So that one goes to RG and Jaden. It was the fourth Hokage
who gave him that message. I should have copied his answer. I was thinking so hard about it too.
Hey RG, you're finally on the board.
Yeah.
Without a pity
Let's
point.
Go. Took back sit.
There you go, buddy. Nice of you to join us.
Thank you. I'll save whatever pride I have left.
I will say now, though, Jaden is in the lead.
Of course.
Which is his worst nightmare.
That is my worst nightmare, in fact.
Oh, wait, no, that was your question. The teamwork one was your question. My bad.
That was his, yeah.
Yep.
Kyo, goes back to you then.
Okay. I will take Ninjutsu for 300, please.
Who originally created the reanimation Forbidden Jutsu?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had a feeling this was going to be a question. wasn't it the... I want to say it was the first Hokage.
Okay.
Hashirama. What?
Okay.
Sorry.
No,
I was
all good. All good.
For the first time, I have a name. I'm pretty sure it's Orochimaru.
Okay. Jaden.
Tobirama.
And that one only goes to Jaden.
Crap.
Oh.
Yeah, the second...
I knew it was, so close.
The second Hokage created the reanimation jutsu specifically to kill the Uchiha clan, reanimate them, and kill them again.
What?
That is legitimately the reason that he used it.
Tobirama had some serious problems. He was a very problematic dude.
Because like when you said the first, I was like, it's either that or the second. Like I just knew it was
I knew that
they were the ones who get reincarnated by Orochimaru during when they VS the third.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that Orochimaru and Kabuto like perfected the jutsu to a certain degree. But I couldn't remember who made it in the first place.
Yeah, it was originally because the second Hokage.
I thought because it was in like a wood style, or because like they came out of coffins. I thought it was the first Hokage, so I was like, "Oh,
that's coffin." That's a good guess.
Good guess. Yeah.
Apparently, it wasn't. But
no, because most coffins are made out of wood.
Do they have a good jutsu for coughing up some points? Oh, no.
Unfortunately, yes.
God.
All right. With that one, it goes to RG. Your turn, buddy.
I would go with Ninjutsu 400.
No, you're not going to get this one. You're not going to get this one, but okay.
You're hosting! Wow. You're hosting! Keep your opinions to yourself! You're hosting, bro. Come on.
Damn, I don't need your pity, bro. I can do it. I'm an adult.
He didn't want pity.
RG is an independent man, and he doesn't need your help.
Yeah,
he didn't want pity, so I'm bringing him down. All right, RG. 400, ninjutsu. There are 8 inner gates. What is the name of the 6th?
6 inner gates. So the last one...
Just going to pull up Netflix here real quick.
Netflix? Why Netflix?
Naruto's on Netflix in the US right now.
Nice. So there's a gate of life. I know the last one is a gate of death.
That's why I didn't ask for the first or the last, because I knew that'd be easy.
I would say, I don't even know that 8 gate. I would say just gate of strength. Yeah, let's go with that.
Gate of strength. Okay. Jane.
Gate of joy.
Okay. Kyo.
Gate of closing is my guess.
Okay. You're all wrong. The 6th gate is the gate of view.
View?
View. The gate of
the
joy.
The gate of influencers. View.
The gate of joy.
The gate of views.
The gate of joy was the closest, and I believe that is the 5th gate.
Which one was closing?
3rd.
Oh. Mm. That's a little stupid for it to be the 3rd one, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. Now that I think
you would
about
think
it.
That'd be like the second to last one, and I would understand if it was like closing and then death.
Yeah,
that'd make more
sense. Seventh would be the closest, I believe. I don't know all of them. I just know opening and closing or opening and death for sure. But I did do research when I initially made these questions. Gate of View came up as the 6th inner gate.
Interesting.
All right. Gate of views. Gate of subscribing.
Well, that's 400 for nobody.
Yeah. 400 for nobody. So, Jaden. You're in the lead, and you're up next.
Okay, I'm going to do ninjutsu for 100, please.
For 100, okay.
We're just trying to clear through ninjutsu.
That's fair.
Yeah, I feel like I know ninjutsu better than I know like teamwork.
Same.
True or false, Jaden?
Yeah.
Sharingan can copy all jutsu.
False.
False.
Okay, Kyo?
Is your name Kyo? Is your name Kyo?
Yo, he got RG. Sassy.
I haven't said anything.
You did. I asked for my best friend, not some Frenchman. Thank you.
Okay. You're taking it an sassy. Extra step. I was just having had a question.
Oh, come on. We always make fun of Jaden for being Canadian. I can't make fun of two people for being Canadian.
He's also French.
I'm well aware, but I chose
They're
Canadian.
They're both French.
I'm glad
and they're both Canadian.
I'm really glad, guys, I took 5 years of English to be able to speak with you guys. It's really great.
that's the best line you've done on the podcast.
Oh, that hurts.
You've been here since episode 150, and that's your best line. That's your best line.
Oh, my God.
But okay, proceed.
That's a clip.
That is definitely a clip.
Okay. Kyo.
What was the question? I'm still thinking about that, Burn.
True or false? Sharingan can copy all jutsu.
I'm going to say false.
Okay. RG?
False.
Okay, that's our first one for everybody.
Ah.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what it can't copy?
It can't copy bloodline. It can't copy the Gamugon, for example.
Yep.
It cannot copy summoning.
It can't copy...
It can, actually.
Well, you cannot summon if you don't have a pact.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, that requires an extra step.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can't copy blood work or blood techniques like Heike Genkai, and I can't copy summoning. RG got that one right.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Because RG put me in my place on that one, I'm giving him another 100 because I can.
Yes. PD for the French. Yes.
The thing is
if he's happy with the pity.
Oh yeah.
I'm just saying, if I had corrected Hotshot on that one, he would have like removed the 100 points.
I absolutely would have. Like,
don't question me, Jane.
I don't need you to question the host. That's 100 points away from you.
Exactly. Like, sorry.
That is exactly how that would have gone down.
Yeah.
All right. I don't need your help, Jayam.
All right.
I believe that was Jaden's question. So, Kyo, it's on you.
Okay. Let's close out ninjutsu with 500.
Okay.
Oh, man.
This is going to either break or make me right now.
Right. What is the name of Hinata's original gentle fist technique created in the original show?
The original name?
Yeah. What is the name of Hinata's original move, the one that she made?
Okay. Twin Lion Fists.
Okay. RG.
I know it's something about the element. I think at the end, she used water, but I think it's something with the air. So like something like air fist or air palm, something like that.
I believe I know. Okay. So I know the one you're talking about. All right. Jaden.
Yeah. What Kyo said and what RG said are both correct, but I think it's the original show. When you say original show, you're saying not Shippuden, right?
I'm saying the original show, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to copy Kyo's answer.
Okay, so Twin Lion Fist?
Yeah.
You are all incorrect.
What?
So Twin Lion Fist, she made in Shippuden, and Air Bullet or Air Fist is a Hyuga technique passed down. The one that she created was 64 Palms Guard.
Wow. Oh.
Oof, I never would have guessed that.
Me neither.
Okay, then.
Yeah,
well,
she,
you guys lost 500 points.
Yeah, because she made it in a filler episode.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come the heck on.
But
really?
She made it in a filler episode, but it is a move that she does actually use.
In
the universe.
All right, then.
All right. RG is trailing behind. I believe that one was Kyo's question, right?
Yeah.
So that closes out ninjutsu as well. So RG, it is your turn.
300 for teamwork.
Teams or squads are usually assigned a number when formed. In the OG series, as well as Shippuden, what teams do we follow? Now keep in mind, I'm saying teams or squads are usually assigned a number when formed. Just keep that in mind as you give your answer.
Like, so what? Mm. What's the number of all of them? Is what you're saying? Like list them out.
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
I think the only team that I know is the team where Rock Lee is. So I'm gonna say his team.
What is the name of the team?
Oh, the name of the team. Guy Sensei team. I don't know.
Okay. Jaden.
So I'm still kind of confused about what the question is asking. So I'm just gonna. There's four teams, like you said. They are Team 7, Team 8, Team 10, and Team Guy. That's my answer. I hope that like gives all the information required.
Okay. And Kyo.
So it's Teams 7 through 10, and Team 10 is Team Guy.
The only one who actually got all this was Jaden.
What?
Oh. I don't think there's a Team 9, Kyo.
There isn't.
That's
there
what
is.
I was thinking.
No, there isn't. Yeah. I looked it up.
No, there's four. You said there are four teams.
Yeah, Team 7, Team 8, Team 10, and Team Guy. Team Guy doesn't have a number.
Yeah.
It just has Guy.
Yeah.
I guess to Team Guy.
Oh, my mistake. They were Team 9, but the number wasn't actually given.
Oh. Well, in my research, I only found Team Guy. That's why I said usually assigned a number.
But Hotshot, technically,
yes.
The name of the team is in the name of what I said, because I said Team Guy Sensei.
It is.
The name is inside.
It is, but you didn't. It is, but you didn't give the other three teams.
Oh, I had to give the other teams.
You had to give all of the teams.
Oh my god!
And I like you, RG. Yeah. I do.
What?
But I'm not going to give you credit for 25% of the answer.
He's just like, you got a pass, buddy. You got 25% of your exam.
I didn't ever understand the question. I thought it was just the end of the question. I mean, it's okay. My bad for not being born English.
For what team? I was looking
we'll
for
all just
what
chalk this up to Austin badly writing this one.
All right. Well, fine.
Yes.
That one was RG's question, I believe. So, Jaden, it's back to you.
Can you feel the pressure, Kyo? No, I'm kidding. Shinobi for 200. I just wanted to add in some drama.
All right.
I've got the mojo flowing right now. Come on.
What is the real name of the man behind the Ninetales attack?
The real name behind the man?
The real name of the man behind the Ninetales attack.
I don't know why I'm thinking this, but I'm thinking this, and I think I'm going to be wrong. But I'm just going to give Madara Uchiha.
Okay. Kyo?
Obito Uchiha.
Okay.
Jayan?
I think
good?
I killed Jayan.
Whoops.
Good. I was going to say
RG, if I were you, would copy Kyo right about
I've
now.
I've heard
Yeah,
I've heard men die before, and they usually sound exactly like that.
Yeah, but like, I need to take the answer that I was gonna say, not the answer that is the right one. So I was gonna say Madara Uchiha.
Okay. Yeah, I respect the integrity. I do respect the integrity, but this one does go to Kyo.
Aha.
Yeah, it is Kyo.
Obito is the masked man behind the Ninetales attack at the beginning of the series.
Yeah.
I thought I might have missed something, and it was like a different character or something for some reason, and I was going to be like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right.
As long as you didn't say Toby, I was going to be so pissed.
If I said Toby, I'd be a little
upset. If you said Toby, I was
going to
be livid.
I would be very upset with myself if that was the answer.
All right, Kyo, it is your turn.
Okay. Let's go with Ninja World for 200.
Ninja World 200. Okay. What is the single most used tool by Ninja?
That's a hard one, because I'm almost wondering if that's a in-universe question or if that's a how much footage actually is shown of this weapon being used.
Keep in mind, I am
those
the
could
one
be
who
two
made
different
these
answers.
Questions.
Yeah, but you could very easily have gotten like a different answer from what I'm thinking.
Fair enough. All right. Whenever you're ready.
I'm going to say shuriken.
Okay. RG.
I'm going to say kunai.
Okay. Jaden.
Yeah, I'm going to say kunai as well.
This one goes to RG and Jaden.
Yeah.
What in the heck? They always throw they always throw the shuriken and they never land. That's always how the fight starts. Like,
yeah, but they use the kunai in multiple aspects. They've used it in medical. They've used it in fights. They've used it in training.
I have never seen anybody use it medically once. I think that one's a lie.
I've seen it used medically.
Kiba when he was fighting the Sound 4 and he was like stabbed himself to like hurt the other one. That was really, really medical. Okay.
Asking you.
Guys, you're forgetting the scene where Naruto stabbed his hand to get the poison out.
True.
That
is not medical.
That is actually medical. That is actually a medical use.
Oh, I've been bitten by a rattlesnake. Let me stab my hand.
Hey, I'm not saying it was
that would
smart
be a medical
move.
Decision.
I'm not saying it was a smart move.
You just have Sakura in the bag be like, what the right. hell are you doing?
Do I have too much logic and sense for this game? Is that what this is?
No, I was doing fine. I did research. All of mine are based on facts that I researched.
No, I just mean it's the Naruto world just stupid.
Yes.
Why am I making an Abridged series again? I forget.
Because it's stupid. Let's
this episode is going to give you a lot of material.
It is. It really is.
All right. All right. That was Kyo's, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, RG, it's your turn.
Teamwork for 200.
200 teamwork. Okay. Only one team has been shown to truly utilize all three members in a single attack, even giving it a name. Who are the members of this team?
An attack combining everyone capability. I would say Team Guy, because I remember one time they were like very like coordinated. So yeah, that's my guess.
Okay. Okay, Jaden.
I'm gonna say Ino Chikacho.
Okay. Kyo.
I'm gonna say Ino, Shikamaru, and Choji.
Okay. This one I was looking for the names of the members of the team.
Oh, the members of the team.
I said who are these members? What are the names of these members?
Oh my god. All right, go ahead.
But
it's okay, bro.
But either one, this one goes to Jaden and Kyo. It is Ino Shikacho. That is who I was looking for. So the members are Ino, Shikamaru, and Choji. But I have Ino Shikacho as a viable answer as well, since that is their formation name. Jaden is currently in the lead. Okay, Jaden, go ahead.
Let's clear out that last 200 and we're going to do high stakes only from now on. We're going to do villains for 200.
Villains for 200. Okay. Orochimaru's signature is the curse mark ceiling, but he also has used the ceiling jutsu on Naruto. What is the name of this technique?
Oh, it's the five finger thing. It's the one when he does in the Forest of Death. It's I guess I would say like it's the five seal technique, or it's like I'm gonna say five finger seal or five.
Okay.
Yeah, five finger seal.
Okay. Kyo?
I believe it's called five prong seal.
Okay. RG?
I remember he was talking about elements, so I'm going to say five element seal.
Okay. This one goes to Kyo.
Yeah.
It is called the five prong seal. So when you were hovering about it so much, Jaden, I was like, he's going to get this, isn't he? But five finger seal wasn't
I'm just like giving Kyo all of the hair.
You were so close. You were so close, though. That's
well, I just literally just thought, like, because I remember he really wants you to lose.
I don't want you to win another one.
It made me think of like when the flames in the fingers, you know, like the five finger.
Okay, so next up is Kyo. It's yours, I believe.
Heck with it. Let's do Shinobi for 300.
Okay. What is the name of Mike Guy's father?
You cannot be serious.
I am.
It's got to be something stupid like Mighty Guy or something. I don't know. Mighty Mouse?
Mighty Mouse?
I'm going to go with Mighty Guy, I guess. I have no answer for that.
Okay, that's fair. RG.
Wasn't he like also not good at something? And so that's why he became like, I don't know, with this whole mentality. I think I remember his name is in French. So in English, it would be something like internal Jinin, I guess. Jinin. Or internal Chunin.
Jonin?
Internal Chunin or Jinin, something like that.
Okay.
Okay. Jaden.
Okay, I actually know this one. It's Might Die. Thank God I watched Death Battle. That's all I'm going to say.
Are you kidding me?
Sadly, that one goes
I knew it was stupid. I knew it was a stupid answer.
Might Die. Yeah, because I remember Boomstick would be like, My guy, Might Die, what are these names in Naruto?
In that case, Jaden, could you spell die for me?
I couldn't, but, you know, it's Might Die. I know it's Might Die.
Okay, it's the Japanese one. It's easy.
All right. I was going to meme on you, but no, you're the only one that got the right answer, so I can't do that. In good conscience, I can't do that.
Suck a Might Die, will ya?
Suck.
You guys asked me to make questions. At least I'm giving, like, good questions.
True. That was a great question. That was a nugget. No, the real got a good nugget.
No, the real real answer is he will die.
There you go. No, he has died.
No, might die is a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then has died is his name after it.
Has died.
His tombstone says has died. Tombstone says has die.
Might die, has die. And then apostrophe D. All right, RG, it is on you.
Give me villains for 400.
Villains for 400. We're running into the nitty gritty of it now, guys.
My anxiety is going through the roof.
We've barely touched
you're
Ninja
winning.
World too. Ninja
yeah,
World.
Yeah, Jaden is definitely winning. Yeah, Jaden's winning.
No, yeah, so. He is winning.
He is winning.
I'm looking at my point score, I am definitely in second place at best.
Okay, so RG, I'm so sorry.
No, the name again.
Who is the villain behind the Uchiha clan slaughter?
I think I can answer that. The person that asked him. It's either Obito or it's Mandara. But I don't think it's Mandara because they never met. I'm pretty sure it's Obito. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember his other name.
No, all good.
You repeat the question one more time? I really just want to get the specific, like, just one more time. Can you repeat the question?
Who was the villain behind the Uchiha clan slaughter?
Can I change my answer?
So I'm going to take that as the man who literally... did the killing. So I'm that's my answer. That's my mindset. I'm going to say Itachi Uchiha.
Okay. Kyo?
Was it Danzo?
This one goes to Kyo.
Aha!
I knew it.
I was looking for Danzo. Because he's the one who orchestrated the whole thing.
Okay. I guess your question
is... I'm actually very fuzzy.
Like, behind, like... who did the killings? That's how I got it. But
yeah, when I said behind it, usually when I say behind, it means the one who orchestrated or the one who planned it and like enacted on it. And nothing would have gotten started without Danzo. So that one just goes to Kyo.
Yeah.
And that was 400, buddy.
Uh huh.
All right, Jaden.
I'm keeping score.
I am too. I have three sticky notes here.
I'm keeping score for myself.
All right. All right, Jaden, you're up.
Yeah, let's do the last 300. Let's do Ninja World for 300.
In both Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, how many hidden villages are there?
Ooh. How many hidden villages are there? Sand, leaf. I'm going to say the rest of my head so I don't help others. I'm going to say there's five.
Are you looking for like five. All the hidden villages or just the nations?
The hidden villages.
No, he's saying villages. So you better not switch up on that. Actually, it was nations.
No, I'm just making sure.
Like, oh, yeah, actually, you're right. It was nations, and Jane already gave five.
Okay, but in all seriousness, just so we keep moving along, my answer is five.
Okay. Kyo, you're up.
Hidden villages. I'm going to say eight.
Okay.
I'm just going to guess eight.
Okay. RG?
I don't know, so I'm going to say 31.
Awesome. No, love that confidence.
I respect the willingness.
All right, so in total there is actually six.
What was Giant's answer? Five.
So there's the hidden leaf, the hidden sand, the hidden mist, hidden in the grass, hidden in the clouds, and hidden sound. I counted sound.
Okay, I could have sworn there were more than that.
There are, but they're all like filler villagers.
Ah, gotcha.
All right. That one
How could
is...
you forget the Ninja Clash in the Land of Snow? Although that's not a village, I guess.
That's not a village. Yeah, they don't have Village of Ninja there.
That's true.
All right, Kyo, you're up.
Yes.
We only have big numbers left.
I hate this. Big number mean big brain.
It do.
Let's close out villains and do 500.
All right. What did Kabuto show Madara to make him be trusted?
My God, I know this one.
Shoot. I'm just gonna have to guess this one, I guess. Okay. He showed him the. Ito Tensei technique, the resurrection technique.
Okay. RG.
For this one, I'm pretty sure I know the answer. So I'll go on what Kyo said, but more specifically, he showed him the resurrection, but the resurrection corpse of Mandara Uchiwa.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Jaden?
Yeah, that's my answer. Yeah, that's exactly what he did. That's okay. Correct.
All three of you are right, but none of you get the points.
What?
I was looking for the whole thing of what he showed. He did show the resurrection jutsu. But he showed Madara's body as well as the resurrected Akatsuki members and the resurrected Hokage, or the resurrected Kage.
I'm seething right now.
Well, I was looking for the whole thing. That's why it's 500.
I mean, sure, you're the host.
Okay. It's okay. That's the game, bro. That's the game.
All right. So.
Yeah, well, you lost the game just now.
Oh, good job.
Okay, I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that. This is my game. All right, RG, you're up, buddy. We only have a handful left.
Sure. I'll take Ninja World for 400.
Ninja World for 400. Where did the first Hokage and Madara have their final showdown?
First Hokage and Madara. Can I plead for mercy and describe the place instead of the name?
You can. I will allow this because yes. You're not Jaden.
Yes. Well, I know that in the Naruto Non-Shippuden, I know it's where the place where they raised the huge statues. I know it's in the top of the river. Okay, I'll describe it like that. It's in the top of the river where Naruto and Sasuke fought. I'm pretty sure it's at the limit of the Leaf Village, but I don't know the name of the exact place. So I'll go with that.
Okay, Jaden?
It's got two names, but it's either the final valley or valley of the end. It's where the two statues of them are with the waterfall. Yeah.
Final okay. Answer. Kyo?
My knowledge of it is the final valley.
Okay. So that one goes to everyone.
I will
give that one to you, RG. It is the final valley. It is not on the border of the Hidden Leaf Village. It is very far past it.
Oh, that's it. I thought it was like
it is so far out.
I mean, I guess I should have guessed it because they were like moving around for like two or four episodes.
It takes an entire arc for them to get to the end.
Yeah. They were like moving like for so many episodes.
It takes
a lot of tree hopping in that episode.
But you described the statues. You described the waterfall. You knew Naruto and Sasuke fought there for their last fight. So I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. But yeah, the answer I was looking for was the final valley.
Uh-huh.
All right. That one was Jaden's, right? No, that one was...
No, that was Jaden.
No, that was RG's. That was RG's.
Oh.
So, okay. Jaden, you're up.
Teamwork for 400, please.
What was the first true act of teamwork we saw Naruto's squad use outside of training?
Sasuke sharing a lunch with Naruto.
Okay. Kyo?
The Demon Wind Shuriken.
Okay. RG?
Same thing as Kyo, the shuriken thing.
Okay. This one goes to RG and Kyo.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I did say outside of training, Jaden. That was the thing.
Okay, because I thought they were having a lunch and they weren't training. But anyway,
yeah,
it's cool.
It was when Kakashi said, no, you're done, but he was still training him.
Yeah.
And no, then they showed the lunch.
Well, like the last test during the training was like, don't feed Naruto, but they did it anyway.
Oops, sorry, bang my mic. Yeah. No, that's fair. Yeah.
So, but yeah. It was a good guess.
No, yeah, it wasn't bad. All right. Kyo, it's now you.
Yeah.
And I think we only have 500s left.
We only have like... No, we have a 400 in Shinobi.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of which, 400 in Shinobi.
Fair enough. this is going to be this is going to be another one you're going to hate me for, buddy.
Oh, I know. I don't even know what the question is, and I already know.
What is the score in Kakashi and Gai's rivalry?
Are you kidding me? You know I hate numbers.
Yeah, I'm well aware. You picked it.
Let's see. I'm going to say 200 to 201.
Whose favor?
Gai's favor, I believe.
Okay. RG?
I would say the same thing, and I would say that I know that Gai is favored.
Okay. Yeah. Jaden, sorry, misspoke.
No, but aren't you supposed to give the score?
Turn? Yeah, right. I'm asking the score. That, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't give you the score. He just said who was in favor.
No, he said he was given the same answer as Kyo. He doesn't know the number, but he said in Guy's favor.
Okay.
Enkyo's was 200 to 201.
It's, I think it's like, I know it's like 50 or 49 or it's like, it's 51, 50 in Guy's favor.
Okay. Jaden, you were so close. It's 49 to 50 in Guy's favor.
I remember it was something stupid like that.
I thought it was like a really big number or something.
No,
like,
they only do it when they have
Have been thinking of like, I must have been thinking of like a later episode, like maybe in Shippuden or something.
I think so, yeah. But I mean, it is what it is.
Because isn't there that episode where like they're just doing that? Like they're just doing competitions for the whole episode?
Yeah, there is. And they do a fair deal, but from all sources that I've seen was still 49 to 50.
Okay. All right, then.
RG, you're up.
I would go Ninja World for 500.
Oof. Sasuke was decided to be a renegade ninja and that he must be executed as a result. Where was this decision made and by whom?
It's got a name in it.
I think it was on, is it in Shippuden or is it like, no, it's not a Shippuden. Is it in Shippuden? I'm mixing in the mission to retrieve Sasuke and the mission to kill Sasuke. I think in Shippuden, it was Danzo that asked the guy that draws to kill Sasuke. The guy that draws, like, I know his name is like one syllable. Yeah, that's my answer.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Jaden, you're up.
I'm like leaning towards two, because I think that before Danzo, he already was a rogue ninja. He already like was, I'm going to say it was decided in the Hokage office by Tsunade.
Okay. Kyo?
I believe it was by Danzo at the Five Kage Summit.
Okay.
Because I think he was still active at that point.
Okay. I'm... sadly, the closest one to it is Kyo, but I can't give it to you, buddy.
Basket case.
It was decided at the Five Kage Summit, and it was decided by the Five Kage. Until that night.
So it was the whole...
It was the whole thing. That was the whole reason they had the meeting in
right.
the first place.
Right. Okay.
Because until that point, he was just a incident for the Leaf Ninja. But
I was almost certain that like Jayan was closest.
I honestly, between everyone, if it wasn't Yukio, RG would have been the closest.
Yes. I mean, I guess so.
Because all Tsunade said was find him and bring him home. But right. the call for a renegade ninja is to find and eliminate.
Yeah.
That one was RG's. Jaden. You're up.
Let's see on the docs here. Okay, we only have...
You got two choices.
Yeah, we only have two.
Two choose. So it's teamwork or it's Shinobi. I'm going to go Shinobi for 500, please.
Yeah, I knew you were going to psych me out there. All right. What are the names of the two known pets in Naruto?
Pets?
They are known as pets.
Weird that your 500 Shinobi question is not even about Shinobi.
It's about names.
So those are pets and they're not summoning.
And you knew RG couldn't answer it.
So I mean, like, those are pets and they're like not summoning doesn't count, right?
Right. These are known as pets. Summons are their own thing.
Okay.
I will give you guys that.
I know one. Okay. I know one.
I'm looking for two.
Yeah, I know. I know you're looking for two. Of course you're looking for two.
I know the answer.
Is it okay? I'm gonna say Akamaru.
Okay,
I'm gonna say Tauntaun, Shizune's
okay.
pet.
Okay, Kyo, you're up.
Tauntaun and Akamaru.
Okay, RG.
Oh my gosh,
Tauntaun and Akamaru.
I hope you're right, Kyo.
Well, sorry, I didn't hear RG over Jaden.
It's same thing.
Okay, yep, that one goes to everybody. It is Akamaru and Tauntaun.
I was really hoping Jayan wouldn't get that one.
I was too. But
you guys are such haters, man.
Come on, respect.
We haven't done anything to sabotage you yet.
All I've done was give RG and Kyo 1 point, and clearly it means nothing.
Okay.
He's trying to do like the star thing in Mario, where like if at the end you just get a bunch of random stars at the end.
All right, let's go. Final question. Final question. Oh, here he goes.
This is Jutsu 500. Or no, Teamwork 500. Teamwork 500.
Teamwork 500.
Kyo, you ready?
Do I even get to choose?
Nope.
Okay.
Kyo.
I choose Teamwork for 500.
There you go. Well done. Who is Naruto's strongest teammate?
Excuse me?
Who is Naruto's strongest teammate?
That can mean a lot of things.
It can.
Why do you suck?
I made the game. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're happy right now.
I am. I really am.
I can't tell if he means like physically strongest or if he just means like strongest ninja companion or whatever.
Or like strength in terms of like lifting something.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to guess and hope for the best from you, you heartless ginger monster.
Yeah.
My guess is Sakura because she has some insane physical strength.
Okay. RG.
RG's response was hilarious. I'm sorry.
I mean, technically all the answers are good. I guess I would just say Sasuke because like, He's the main plot. I don't know.
Okay, Sasuke. All right, Jaden.
If the answer is ramen, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
If the answer is who, you're going to kill me?
Ramen.
I'm going to say,
he's going to say something like God or something.
I'm going to strategically like answer that. This one.
Okay.
Naruto's best companion is God. He carries his crucifix with him wherever he goes.
Can I know how much in the lead I'm in?
I'm getting scores right now as you're thinking of answering this question. But I'm not going to tell you until you answer. I'm getting scores right now as you answer this question. But I'm not going to tell you how much you're in a lead in until you answer this question.
Okay. I'm going to say Sasuke.
Okay. You're all wrong.
Of course we are. Who is it?
The answer I was looking for was Kurama, the nine-tailed fox.
Oh, okay. I guess he's a
cheating. At least it wasn't ramen. At least it wasn't ramen.
I'm still mad at you.
But it wasn't ramen.
Sasuke literally beats...
Say the question one more time.
The question one more time?
No, say the question one more time. Yes.
Who is Naruto's strongest teammate?
Is it a teammate? He's more of an ally.
In Shippuden, he calls Kurama his partner, a member of his team. That makes him a teammate.
Oh, have you checked the Heroes Wiki?
I have.
Fair enough.
Most unreliable wiki there could have been.
All right, so no one gets that one. If you guys will talk amongst yourselves, I will calculate scores. Okay, gentlemen, I have the scores. In third place with 1,801 points, RG.
Woo! Let's go.
Nice.
8,000 points?
1,801.
Oh, okay.
In second place with 2,001, Kyo.
Yeah, I thought so.
And Jaden, with a score of 2,800 points, you are currently in first place.
All right.
Can we do it like in Harry Potter where you like distribute points for like good attitude or something?
I'm not going to give you bonus stars.
500 points to RG.
The end of Sorcerer's Stone.
I'm not going to give
the best
you
chess
stars.
Game I've ever seen on anime
He's
podcasters.
Not gonna dumble.
Right. Because I don't like you.
It takes
you,
a great
Jaden,
deal of courage to stand up to your enemies.
1,800 points.
It takes a great deal of courage to stand up to your friends.
Right. All right. Guys, gentlemen, do you want to know why I say currently?
No.
Boys, we have one more question.
Yes, I did it.
Hold for dramatic music. You will each get a chance to answer this question, and I will answer you. I will ask you from first place to third place. So, Jayan, this question goes to you first.
Yeah, but how much is the question worth?
This is worth. This is worth 1,000.
Tell me my score.
check your notes.
Sorry.
Actually, no, I lied. It's not worth 1,000. I do have a different number written down. This question is worth 10,000 points.
That's none of the how game. Many are possible.
Yeah, hot, none of the game mattered. It all comes down to this. Oh,
okay.
No, so you are doing a Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's a Harry Potter
I really
movie.
Am, yes. All right. Jaden, are you ready for this question?
I guess.
How many variations are there of the Rasengan, and what are they?
Oh, no.
You are such a shitter. I'm sorry, Jayan. You can.
I mean, dude, no one's going to get it. There's literally like 50 different versions. It's stupid. There's like over. There's so many. I don't understand that. You're being for real when you're asking this question?
I'm being for real when I ask you this question. I've done it once. You can do it again.
No, you didn't. But you didn't do it. You said stupid stuff. It became a clip. It became a meme. You did it. You never did it.
Yeah. So lean into the meme.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm in game mode. I'm gonna say there's many versions, and they have many names. That's my answer.
Okay. Kyo.
All right. I'm gonna guess because these are all just. These are all just from the movies. I'm just going to make a guess at some of these. There's the plain Rasengan, or the regular Rasengan. So that's one. The rainbow Rasengan. The moon Rasengan from the third movie. I assume there's a third Rasengan from the second movie, but I don't remember that one. Nobody watched the second movie. The Wind Rasengan, I guess. The Rasen Shuriken. And the Clone Jutsu Rasen Shuriken. So I'm going to guess there's six Rasengans, and that's all my guesses.
Okay. RG, any guesses?
It depends. Like, if, like, did.
No, not 2D1 again. No, I mean, I can maybe get it. I need to work hard for this one. So. Does like having like a bigger version of the Rasengan count as another version, or you mean another technique like Rambo Rasengan and all that stuff?
It is classified as another technique, even when it's just bigger. It is classified and named as another technique.
Yeah, it's super hard. Okay,
didn't think of that one.
So I cannot count while thinking. So Hotshot, you got my back because you love me, even though I'm French. So there's a normal Rasengan.
Oui.
We yeah. Yes. So there's the normal one, there's the one-handed one, there's a bigger one, there's the planet size one.
What are we doing right now? There's the bigger one, there's the slightest small one, there's the medium big one.
I'm still listening. Hey,
you said it's count. I have a good memory for the Rasengan. So there's the Rambo Rasengan, I guess. No, the Rainbow Rasengan doesn't count because it's not a technique. It's like more like stuff like that goes inside of it. There's the Wind Rasengan. There's a technique of like every single clone has their own freaking Rasengan. There's the one where they have two Rasengan in different hand. And I'm pretty sure he used also Rasengan when he's like in ninja, like not when he's like a beast form. And in the end, there's also the red form Rasengan when he fights Sasuke. And I guess that'll be it for what I remember.
Okay, so I believe you named a total of 9.
Yeah.
Two of which aren't things, but you named 9.
I got close.
So, boys.
Wait, Hotshot, uh-huh. I want to change my answer, and this is me leaning into the meme. So if you would give me maybe 30 seconds, I would like to change my answer for nostalgia.
Absolutely not. You would name your answer right now.
Yeah. But just if you give me a moment, I think we'll have a good laugh.
As long as you're not looking it up, which
I said you're gonna have to deal with it. I'm not changing my mind.
Okay.
You're not gonna explain
every single one. I'm not explaining every single one. Don't worry. That's not what I'm doing.
Well, in that case, how are you going to pick them if you're not going to explain them?
This is my answer.
So we have the basic Rasengan, which was actually taught by Naruto's dad, and then we have the Flame Rasengan, which is actually taught by Jiraiya. Then we have the Rasen Shuriken Naruto uses on his fight with the Akatsuki to save Shikamaru's squad. What a bunch of dweebs. And then we have the Rasengan Barrage that Naruto uses when he's fighting the Ninetale Fox. And then we have the Water Rasengan that I don't think even exists. And then we have the Rainbow Rasengan, which actually is used by one of the Naruto movies. And then we have the teleportating Rasengan that the fourth Hokage uses against his fight with with Tobi. And then...
By the way, just...
Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
So yeah, Rasengan.
Oh my god.
All right. And unfortunately, even back then, I was wrong. And oh, how wrong I was.
Right.
Is there a water Rasengan? Please tell me.
There is. Boys.
Oh.
There is a total of 117 different varieties of Rasengan.
You are lying.
You're lying.
I am sending in our chat right now a link to a video. I'm not saying watch it, but this is what I found. And it explains 117 different versions of Rasengan.
Right, but my question is, you said Boruto doesn't count. I can see Boruto in the thumbnail, bro.
Yes, I didn't say it didn't count for this question.
This guy's picked every rule. Every rule. Yeah. Every rule is on the ground with a bend.
You are the worst host I've ever had. You're the worst host I've ever had.
I'll say that.
This guy
so,
is our...
Oh, okay, so I'm the worst host. I'm the worst host. Okay, so since no one got that right, unfortunately, as much as I wanted to break him... Jaden wins.
Yay! Thanks, guys.
Yay!
Yay, Jaden.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, RG.
I've never heard less
your comment hurts the most. But in all seriousness, thank you, Hotshot, for hosting this, for putting this together, because I know it's really difficult. I know it took a long time. I hope you guys, the fans, appreciate this. Enjoy doing these game show type episodes, and I am volunteering myself. I'm going to do the next one. I'm doing the next one, and I'm going to do a similar style, and I'm probably going to take some inspiration from Hotshot, and I'm excited for this. So thank you, guys. Thank you for the episode. Thank you for the game show. Seriously.
All right, guys. And with that said, this has been another episode of...
Name That Podcast.
Anime!
Yeah, sounds about right.
Podcasters.
Are you guys okay?
No.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Hotshot here. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Anime Podcasters. We have over 100 other episodes for your entertainment found wherever podcasts are available, such as Spotify. We also release new episodes twice a month, so keep an ear out for us. You can follow the podcast at Anime Podcasters on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Giant Music's YouTube channel. Giant himself can be found on social media at Giant Music, as well as his own website, giantmusic.com. Kyo, our artist for the podcast, can be found on Twitter and YouTube at GoProKyo, as well as his website ccartgalleryportfolio.com. As for me, Hotshot, you can find me on YouTube and Twitter at HotshotGinger. As always, guys, thanks for listening to us. Hope to talk to you soon. Take care.